GOP, DHS hides spike in illegal overstay migration to protect BBB amnesty. By Neil Munro on December 28, 2021. President Joe Biden's border officials are hiding an internal report which shows a massive 2020 increase in overstay illegal migration by almost 600,000 foreign visitors who should have gone home, according to a letter from two GOP senators. Officials are hiding the overstay migration to help Democrats pass an amnesty via the pending Build Back Better bill, according to the letter released December 28 by Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, and Senator James Lankford, ROK. Hawley and Lankford are members of the Senate's Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. "We are concerned that the department's efforts to hide this number from the public are nothing more than a political cover for the Build Back Better plan's radical open border policies and provisions," they wrote. The two GOP senators sent the letter to Biden's border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, on December 21, saying, "We write today to express our concern that the U.S. Department of Homeland Security has not provided our committee or the public with the FI 2020 entry/exit overstay report. This report includes information on the estimated number of individuals who have received a non-immigrant visa but remained in the United States beyond the authorized admission." But the senator's staffers acquired a copy of the undelivered 2021 report on 2020 overstays, the letter says. "Our staff obtained a copy of the missing FI 2020 entry/exit overstay report. The copy reviewed by our staff stated that the number of expected departures were 17.40% lower than anticipated, which led to an increase in the total number of overstays. The report further estimates that there were nearly 585,000 suspected in-country visa overstays in FI 2020 alone." Breitbart News has covered President Donald Trump's overstay reports and his deputy's efforts to curb the little-recognized form of illegal migration. The 2020 overstay number likely includes relatively few blue-collar workers, such as H-2B farm workers, because Trump trimmed the inflow of visitors and migrants during the coronavirus plague in 2020. But the overstay number likely does include many foreign white-collar workers whose multi-year visas expired in 2020. That protected population presumably includes many foreign graduates of U.S. universities hired by home country managers at many small U.S. firms that provide subcontracted workers to the Fortune 500 firms. Those subcontracted jobs were once the first rungs on the career ladders for U.S. professionals. But many of those starter jobs are now being given to a wide variety of foreign nationals, often in glaring violation of U.S. discrimination and workplace laws. Mayorkas and his pro-migration deputies at the Department of Homeland Security are hiding the 2020 bad news in an attempt to get an amnesty for illegal migrants in 2022, the two senators suggested. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that over 6.5 million illegal immigrants would receive amnesty under the Build Back Better plan. The DHS estimates in the FI 2020 entry/exit overstay report may complicate existing estimates about the number of illegal immigrants who would receive parole under the Build Back Better plan. "And we are concerned that the department's efforts to hide this number from the public are nothing more than a political cover for the Build Back Better plan's radical, open border policies and provisions. As some elected representatives in Congress consider whether to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants, it is vital that our committee and the public have information from DHS on how many visa overstays are in the country and could benefit from this proposed amnesty. For now, the amnesty in the BBB bill has been blocked by the Senate's parliamentarian. Democrats will likely try again in January. But the BBB bill also includes two changes to the U.S. immigration laws that would have much bigger impacts on U.S. graduates and U.S. families. The first of the two changes would allow Fortune 500 executives to recruit many more low-wage foreign graduates with dangled offers of green cards. This authority would sideline many more U.S. graduates in many fields, not just the tech sector, because many Fortune 500 executives prefer to hire indentured, no-rights, foreign graduates. This change could easily push 1 million Americans off their career tracks during the next 10 years. The second change would allow approved chain migration applicants to buy green cards instead of shuffling for many years in line before they can get one of the 230,000 family member green cards. This green card purchase process could bring in 3 million people in the next 3 years and many millions more over the next decade. the arriving immigrant workers, consumers, and renters would be great for employers and investors, but would also flatten wages and spike housing costs for many young Americans. The two changes would also drain investment, jobs, and wealth, plus political power and social status, from interior states, including from Senator Joe Manchin's West Virginia, Lankford's Oklahoma, and Hawley's Missouri. The revelation of the estimated 585,000 overstays underscores the minimal efforts by Mayor Cuz's DHS to find and deport illegal migrants, and their efforts to welcome more economic migrants and overstays. Overall, Mayor Cuz is trying to extract more migrant workers, consumers, and renters from other countries for use in the U.S. economy. From February to October 2021, he has likely allowed 500,000 illegal migrants to sneak across the border, invited roughly 600,000 migrants to cross the southern border under various legal pretexts, imported roughly 50,000 Afghans, and processed hundreds of thousands of legal immigrants. This dramatic inflow is adding almost one new migrant for every two Americans born in 2021, and also one migrant for every American who applied for their first job during the year. The Democrats' migrant inflow hurts American workers and families who gained extra wages and better working conditions after Trump burst the cheap labor bubble in 2020. Many polls show that Americans want to like immigrants and immigration. But the federal government under the leadership of both parties has exploited that openness since 1990 to extract tens of millions of migrants from poor countries to serve the interests of U.S. businesses as workers, consumers, and renters. That economic strategy damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, and also raises their rents. The strategy also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, radicalizes their democratic, compromise-promoting civic culture, and allows elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. A wide variety of little-publicized polls has shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.